For years, I lived in a neighborhood in Queens, New York, where within a 10-minute walk, you could eat the food of 20 different countries and a lot of the best street food in town. And you know, there's something so profound about eating in the street. It makes you feel anonymous and maybe weirdly intimate. You can eat and be on your way, or you can end up finding out the most personal details of the person next to you, scarfing down tacos. So for years, I'd come home from work and appreciate the crowds at my favorite arepa cart, or the Tibetan dumpling truck, or the chili lime fruit stands. But whenever I was out a little bit later, there was always one truck that caught my eye that seemed different. It was a little pickup truck with no menu or prices, just a bunch of coolers in the back and a man dishing out food to the people gathered around. Well, I learned years later, that man's name is Jorge Munoz, and he's a bus driver. He's been feeding hungry people on that corner out of his own pocket every night for more than 12 years. Von Diaz has his story.
It's a tough time to be an immigrant in the U.S., especially if you're undocumented. The constant threat of immigration policy changes proposed by the new administration is creating a culture of fear in every corner of the nation. In some places, immigrants are going into hiding, even when they're in serious need of basic resources. On a bustling intersection in Woodside, Queens, one of the most diverse neighborhoods in one of the most diverse cities in the world, day laborers, many of them immigrants, linger, waiting for work opportunities. And one man is there each night to make sure that, if nothing else, they get a hot meal.
Regular person, nothing special. I just love to help someone, love to do something for somebody that they don't know, and bring something he need and say, we'll see you tomorrow. I will have something else for tomorrow.
That's Jorge Munoz Zapata, known locally as the Angel of Queens, or more simply by the folks he feeds as Colombia. As someone who cooks regularly, I know the distinct pleasure of preparing and serving a meal for my friends and loved ones. The feeling of watching people you care about enjoying food you've lovingly prepared is addictive. But I've never seen anything like Jorge's generosity and commitment to feeding a community of strangers. So I visited him in his modest kitchen, where on a Sunday night, like every other night of the week, he's packing up food for the workers.
In the beginning, the thing that moved me was stop throwing good food in the garbage. If someone somewhere need a plate of meal, why just cook here and then bring it to them? Be the bridge between the food and the people who need it.
Jorge is 53 years old and lives with his elderly mother and sister. Soon after he started his one-man soup kitchen in 2004, he learned that many of those who stood in line for a meal were Latino immigrants who'd spent the day looking for work and couldn't find any. For many of those workers, the meal he provided was all they'd had to eat that day, an experience he can really relate to.
My mom came back in the 1980s, and then my sister and me in 1981. My mom, she says, we got no future in Colombia. My dad died in 1974, so she decided to come to this country. That's the way we started here.
Soon after he arrived, a fellow Colombian gave him a leg up and his first job, and he's never forgotten him. Partly in his honor, he started serving food to the needy 13 years ago, but he says he's recently noticed a shift in the folks who are coming to get food.
They're a little bit afraid because when I used to get there around 10 o'clock, there already like 60 guys line up. Now, when I get there at 10, there's only like 12, 15, and then as soon as they're looking around, there is no dangers around, they just line up.
When did you start to see people act that way?
I would say back in November when the new president saying things about immigrants.
Jorge doesn't work for an organization. He does this completely on his own and pays for much of the food he serves. It's taken a toll on his finances.
How much do you estimate you pay out of pocket for this every week?
Not me, my sister. She's the one who's running right now because I ran out the money about a year ago. All my savings gone. I would say like between $450 and $500 a week. That includes everything, including containers, fork, the cup to drink, the gas for the truck, the cooking gas. It's everything, everything.
And how does your family feel about investing money in this?
We start together. We just keep doing it together. We enjoy. Because what you get back, It's nice. It's nothing about money, nothing about glamour or famous or whatever. It's something that you see in the people. And you see that smile, that's okay, I got my pay now. I bring back that smile. And I share with my family or the volunteers.
Jorge cooks traditional Colombian, arguably pan-Latino fare.
With rice and chicken on top.
That's pollo guisado, or stewed chicken. And I had to try some.
Son cadera, ¿verdad?
Sí, es de chicken todo. Thigh? Es de todo. Es de todo.
Mm-hmm. Oye, eso está bien rico. Eso está bien rico.
I have to admit, I felt guilty eating even a bite of this food, which might be the only meal a person has in their entire day. But it helped me understand something special about Jorge. He thinks a lot about what he's serving. It's important to him that these workers and folks struggling with homelessness enjoy what they're eating.
Yeah, because we came from a Spanish country. We like the seasoning. We like cumin. We got garlic.
He wants them to eat well and eat things that remind them of home. And I can tell you, I would eat his pollo guisado every day if I could. Jorge is short-staffed on the night that I visit him. His mother is in bed with a cold, and his sister just traveled back to Colombia to visit family. But he also has a core group of nightly volunteers, among them Giovanni Torres and Melissa Marin, two Colombian immigrants in their early 20s.
I helped out volunteering to pick up donations from two different Colombian bakeries, any empanadas, any food that they have over from throughout the day.
Well, for me, it was because, I mean, in Colombia, my mom always brought me to places to do things like that since I was little. And when I saw him doing that, it made me feel like I was home with my mom and helping those that are in need.
And now that we've packed everything up in boxes and coolers, the real work begins.
Right now it's 8:20 p.m. And I stop before to get to the corner, pick up a donation, and then I'll be there like 9:45. 12, 15 guys line up already waiting for the food because they're immature. They have the meal.
The corner of 74th Street and Roosevelt Ave is on the edge of Jackson Heights in Queens. It's surrounded by all sorts of businesses, restaurants, cell phone stores, eyebrow shops, and bars and dance clubs. And even at 10 p.m. on a Sunday, the intersection is rowdy with heavy street traffic.
Right now, we're under the train on the 74th Broadway. We see them all around the walls with their hoodies on and stuff, and they're just trying to not be obvious. They're afraid. They feel like shadows.
By the time we arrive, even I'm exhausted. But not Jorge, who stands in the bed of his truck directing a symphony of volunteers who pass along plates of food and pour beverages into plastic cups. He recognizes the workers' faces and gently calls them out when they try to get back in line for seconds.
They were so happy because of the Mexican tamales and the oatmeal. They have a menu to choose, so they got few options to eat. They were happy.
And what are your hopes for the people that come through your line?
Me, they sell. I hope they get a job tomorrow. I hope they don't have to wait until 10 o'clock p.m. to eat something.
I leave Jorge that night knowing he'll be up first thing in the morning, ready to do this all over again, rain or shine. Whatever the cost, it's his mission and his purpose to know that these folks, much like him when he first arrived, have someone to count on every single day. An unlikely bit of home on a street corner in Queens.
Jorge Munoz is the founder of An Angel in Queens. Von Diaz's forthcoming book is about Puerto Rican food, and it's called Coconuts and Collards.